AP News, I'm Haya Pendrani. Pennsylvania police are planning an independent review of security at Governor Josh Shapiro's official residence after an arson attack. A man has been wrongly deported to El Salvador, and the Supreme Court said the Trump administration must facilitate his release. In a video posted on social media before he flew to El Salvador, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen said Kilmar Obrego Garcia was illegally deported.
We are going to keep fighting because this is a miscarriage of justice. The Supreme Court has ruled 9-0, that he was illegally taken out of the country and put in a prison in El Salvador. And this is about due process. This is about rule of law.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports the Trump administration is suing Maine over letting transgender athletes take part in girls' sports.
The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for not complying with a federal push to ban transgender athletes in girls' sports. The president warned Governor Janet Mills 2 months ago to follow his executive order.
Otherwise, you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Today,
Governor Mills will definitely get her wish.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon, alongside Attorney General Pam Bondi, who says Maine is violating federal law barring discrimination in education based on sex.
This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety.
Maine officials argue the law does not stop schools from letting transgender athletes take part. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. shoppers stepped up their spending last month. That was fueled by a spending spree on big-ticket items from gadgets to cars before President Trump's expansive new tariffs started to kick in. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. NVIDIA is pulling Wall Street lower after the company said new restrictions on exports to China will chisel billions of dollars off of its results. The S&P 500 fell 1.2% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow dropped 244 points. It's about 0.6%. The slide for NVIDIA and other tech stocks helped drag the NASDAQ composite down 2%. All the confusion over what's happening with global trade helped set off a big spending spree in the U.S. last month. Shoppers stepped up their purchases of cars and electronics and other things to get ahead of any sharp increases in taxes on imports that President Donald Trump is imposing on Americans.
The UK Supreme Court ruled that a woman is someone born biologically female, excluding transgender people from the legal definition. That's in a long-running dispute between a feminist group and the Scottish government. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.